Yesterday on the Daily, there was mention of this story, this new device called the Butterfly Tool. Now, for those of you who missed it, the Butterfly is a portable ultrasound device to diagnose and treat patients currently being used in Royal Melbourne Hospital. This new medical and technological innovation has replaced the traditional stethoscope as it enables doctors to make a quick diagnosis by connecting the smartphone to provide real-time images to the patient. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about this amazing device is the Royal Melbourne Hospital cardiothoracic surgeon, Alistair Royce. Alistair, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on the program. You've called the Butterfly device revolutionary. Can you explain to us what it actually is and what it does?
Certainly. The machine itself makes ultrasound, and that allows you to generate an image through the tissue. So, for example, you can put it on the surface of the skin and see the structures underneath by reflections of the ultrasound waves. Now, ultrasound's not new, and it has been changing clinical practice quite a deal. The thing about this particular device is it's the first generation of a new way of making ultrasound, which allows a much greater frequency range, and that means one probe can be used instead of several probes for various different applications, and also takes a lot less energy to actually create the ultrasound waves. And really what it is, it's like a computer disk with a chip with tiny little disks that vibrate. Now, why is that so important? Well, the ultrasound is now being transferred from a machine that's on a pole or a Android tablet type machine into one that you can literally walk around in your pocket permanently. It's in my view, akin to the difference between having a landline and having a mobile phone in your pocket. It's this sort of personal carriage of this new device that really is going to substantially change practice. And the other aspect is the cloud sharing, so that instead of having to be hooked up to a static hospital archiving system, for example, we could now on the fly send links to those images that we've just acquired, which are stored in the cloud, and send that to any other person. So, for example, a resident on my ward might wish to ask me what did I think about the particular images that he's just acquired and make a decision. Just send me the link whilst we're still on the phone. I could look at those images and say, well, look, that's fine. Let's put a tube in or not, as the case may be.
Mm. You mentioned before the fact that ultrasounds are becoming, even without this device, more of a common diagnostic tool. Obviously, a lot of people associate ultrasound. I think the first thing that comes to mind is pregnancy and pregnant women. But what other diagnoses can this kind of technology help with?
Well, really, there is no area of medicine that isn't able to be helped in some way by ultrasound. But, for example, in my own field of cardiothoracic, we would now increasingly routinely do lung ultrasound. Now, the lung, of course, is normally full of air, and you think, well, ultrasound won't penetrate air. But when there are abnormalities with the lung, it's a bit collapsed, there's some fluid in the chest and so forth, then you can actually see things extremely well. So much so that for collapse, some infection and collections of fluid after a sort of standard cardiac surgery procedure, it's more accurate and more sensitive than a plain chest x-ray. Now, combine that with just walking up to the patient, whipping it out of your pocket and scanning for 1 minute versus thinking whether a patient needs to have an x-ray, ordering the x-ray some hours later, traveling down to the x-ray with a nursing escort, getting a dose of radiation with that x-ray and then coming back and looking up the results. The time frame, the logistics and the accuracy are quite different in that particular context. And I mean, the other area that it is particularly useful for clinically is looking at the heart and its function. But when you come to other disciplines like anesthetics and intensive care units and emergency departments and so forth, where you're putting needles into structures, so maybe a needle into an artery to measure blood pressure or a needle into a vein to catheters, if you can see where the needle is going towards the target structure instead of a kind of a blind technique where you think it might be and you just plunge the needle into the depths where you think it might be, it doesn't take much to understand that that will substantially increase safety because you can actually see where you're going, as it were.
And this kind of speed and ease, I mean, as you say, comparing having to book a room, going into this room with this very specialised piece of equipment, going through the motions there, when the equivalent is basically the doctor coming in and waving a magic wand and seeing what's wrong with you or what's inside you. Is this what's being trialled at the moment in terms of better outcomes for patients? When this device is being used and trialled, we're looking for better outcomes?
I think the two aspects to that. One is just the use of ultrasound technologies, first of all, and we've been doing that for some time with varied devices. The trial here is, do people use it more often and more frequently, and is it the convenience of the fact that you can simply walk around with it and do the cloud sharing and so forth. So, look, I think it's an incremental improvement on where we've come from before, but I think it'll be a fairly big increment because people can simply walk around with it. And you might have seen people around the wards with a stethoscope around their neck. Well, we feel that this being much more accurate than the stethoscope, for example, that people will use this in substitution and walk around with one of these devices instead, which is not the case with the current generation machines. There are too bulky, even the smaller ones are inconveniently large sometimes, and I think that's where this paradigm shift might occur.
And just finally, in terms of the economic benefits of this one, I understand it's quite a bit cheaper than looking at your kind of traditional machines, and you in particular have sort of pointed out the benefits we might see in regional areas as well as, you know, just general areas.
Yeah, I think everybody can benefit from using an imaging modality instead of standard examination techniques. But in a central metropolitan centre like Sydney or Melbourne, where advanced diagnostic laboratories are easily available, I guess there is a relative ease to be able to get additional information. But when you're in a regional centre where that isn't the case, or it might be at a lower or less advanced level, then clearly, I think it may have an even greater impact.
Well, it's most certainly exciting. Alistair, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you.